Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/Greek.
David, thank you very much for being here today at the SBS Greek Language Program. It's really nice to have you here and to have a chat about your book.
Thank you, Panos. It's good to be here.
Why did you do this album?
I'm a frequent visitor to Greece. My wife and I go every year and have done so for almost 10 years now. My wife is Greek and we have a little house there, so we feel very much at home in Greece. And over the years, I've used my hobby of photography to take photos of many things in Greece as we've traveled around north and south and east and west. And over that period, I've accumulated a fairly large body of work of photography of Greece and all its various aspects. It occurred to me a couple of years ago that we'd actually experienced quite a unique period in modern Greek history, which was this Great Depression that the Greeks had been living through. You know, while it's often referred to as a period of austerity, I think that is probably the wrong word to describe what the Greeks were living through. It really was a Great Depression in every aspect of that. And I did some research once to look to compare the economic statistics of Greece since 2008 with the economic conditions in England and America during the Great Depression. What the Greeks lived through was just as bad as what we refer to as the Great Depression. And in fact, the only country that was worse back in 1929 to the mid-30s was Germany, and only by a little bit. So it was this, you know, enormous period of suffering and hardship for the Greeks, and I had accumulated, you know, a body of photographic work over that period. And I thought it might be something that was worth recording and documenting in a more formal way in a book, so that you know, that period could be recorded and be there for posterity.
It's a beautiful work. It's in black and white. Why you use black and white? Has been the lives of the Greeks in the last 10 years black and white?
99% of all the photographs I've taken of Greece are in colour. And for anyone who's been to Greece, they would understand why. You know, there's no blue like the Greek blue, you know, the blue of the Greek sky and the turquoise of the waters, and the colours are spectacular. But for this body of work, I always thought about it in black and white. And I think it's for the point you've just made, that it was a period of great hardship and great suffering. And black and white, I thought, really focused the viewer on the subjects rather than being distracted by the glorious colours of Greece, which really wasn't the central message and the theme of what I was documenting.
You told us you've been travelling Greece in the past 10 years. Is there anything that you have seen, that you have noticed, that makes you a bit more optimistic about the future of the Greek people and Greece in general?
For sure. I mean, I'm naturally an optimist, so I always see the cup as half full rather than half empty. But I think the severity and the length of the economic depression in Greece really did change many things fundamentally. And I think particularly with the young people, youth unemployment in Greece was spectacular. It was like 70% youth unemployment. So the country was really unable to provide jobs for its young people. And there's some wonderfully talented young Greeks in all aspects of the economy and the arts, but there was simply no way to earn a living in Greece. And so a number of them had to leave Greece and go to other parts of Europe, Canada and America and Australia, to find jobs. And I think as hard as that might have been at a personal level, leaving the country, leaving family, leaving friends, I think it did expose them to international competitiveness that they lived and worked in Germany and France and Canada and Australia and America. And a number of those, not all, are slowly drifting back into Greece and doing some wonderful things, some phenomenal fashion designers, some young people who have gone to learn how to make wine in France and Austria and elsewhere, have come back to Greece, taken the old vineyards and are producing some absolutely world-class wine. The quality of restaurants, coffee shops, funky bars that you see popping up now in many parts of Greece and run by young people are tremendous. And I think it's one of the bright parts of a very dark period that those things are happening. And it plays very well into Greece's best industry, which is tourism. It's a glorious country, wonderful people, great food, spectacular climate, perfect for tourism. The quality of hotels, restaurants, bars, museums is now world class. And you can see that in the tourist statistics. I was reading the other day that 5 years ago, the total number of tourists who went to Greece in a year was 17 million. And last year, it was 35 million. So that's more than double. And it's a fantastic industry. It brings happy people to spend money, enjoy the country, and then go home.
How did you choose your talents, like the people that you depicted on your photographs? And what is a good photo for you?
The style that I've used for the book is what's called street photography. And that is a whole branch of photography. Pretty much started in the 1920s. And it was led by a Frenchman called Henri Cartier-Bresson, who's regarded as the father of street photography. And that came about because technology had moved on in photography so that cameras could be smaller, they could be taken out of the studio and carried around. The invention of 35mm film, so you could put a roll of film in a camera and walk around with it. And prior to that, cameras were large, film was on sheets, and pretty much all photography was confined to the studio. And that technology liberated photography, and Henri Cartier-Bresson really turned it into a branch of the art of capturing people on the street. So it's an authentic way of recording life, ordinary people going about their ordinary days, as opposed to people getting dressed up in their best clothes and going into a studio and being formally photographed. And I like it because it's very difficult to do, so it's a big challenge technically. And when you take a candid photo out on the street, every photo is unique because you will never find, and no one will ever again take that person or those people in that spot with those hand movements, in those clothes, in that lighting, with that background, with that facial expression. It's absolutely unique and no one will ever do it again. Now, it might be a bad photo, but it will always be a unique photo. It really reflects real people doing things that real people do.
So the book is going to be launched at the Hellenic Museum. Is that correct? Next month?
This is the first book that the Hellenic Museum has published. I was very happy to donate all of the sale proceeds to the museum to further its good work of expanding an understanding of the Hellenic culture and history and life. And while the museum has a specialty in ancient Greek artifacts and pottery and jewellery and clothing and so on, it also has a mission as a museum to promote an understanding of all of Greek history, including modern Greek history. And I'm hoping that this will be something that will become part of what it does. Hopefully the proceeds from the sale of the book can be used for further good activities at the museum.
David, thank you so much for your time.
Pleasure, Pano. Thank you very much for taking an interest. And I hope your listeners get a chance to look at the book and experience all the hard work we put into it. And I hope they enjoy it.
Για περισσότερες ιστορίες και συζήτηση, επισκεφτείτε το SBS Greek στο Facebook.